Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us in the studio is our resident quizzer, Mike Nothnagel. Hey, Mike, good to see you again.
Hello there. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks, but I'm still stumped from last week's challenge.
Well, let's clear it up then. I said, start with the phrase chocolate bar. Drop one letter, and you can rearrange the result to spell two colors, one a shade of blue and the other a shade of brown. What are they?
Well, they're not teal and cola.
No, they are not. If you drop one of the A's, you can spell cobalt and ochre. All right, Ian, on September 25th, 1890, Sequoia National Park was established. Situated in the southern part of the Sierra Nevada, the park covers over 400,000 acres and is home to Mount Whitney, the highest point in the contiguous 48 states, and to the General Sherman Tree, the largest by volume single-stem tree in the world. The word sequoia contains all five vowels exactly once and is known as a supervocalic, which itself is a supervocalic.
And so are you.
Aw. To commemorate the establishment of Sequoia National Park, each correct answer this week will be a supervocalic. Receiving her first Academy Award nomination for 1989's Steel Magnolias, what actress won the Best Actress Oscar, along with a Golden Globe and a Screen Actors Guild Award, among many others, for her portrayal of the title character in the 2000 film Erin Brockovich?
That's Julia Roberts.
That is Julia Roberts. And the only movie she starred in with her brother Eric was in 1989, where she plays his younger sister and she has two words of dialogue.
Huh.
What two-word phrase is broadly applied to the individuals who led the American Revolution and established the United States, but is also used in a narrower context to refer to the group of people who either signed the Declaration of Independence or helped draft the U.S. Constitution?
Those are the Founding Fathers.
They are the Founding Fathers. And often there are seven key Founding Fathers that are named. That's Adams, Franklin, Hamilton, Jay, Jefferson, Madison, and Washington.
And Nothnagel.
Subtitled Life Among the Lowly, what novel was written as a response to the Second Fugitive Slave Act, first appeared as a serial in an abolitionist periodical called The National Era, and whose publication is often cited as one of the events that laid groundwork for the Civil War?
Uncle Tom's Cabin.
You couldn't see that, but he was counting the vowels on his fingers before he said that, which is correct. That was the best-selling novel of the 19th century and the best-selling book of the 19th century after the Bible.
Wow.
Released in 2005, the original version of what music-based video game was followed over the next 4 years by four sequels and by three special editions featuring the songs of Aerosmith, Van Halen, and Metallica.
Guitar Hero.
Guitar Hero is correct. Speaking of music, what 1984 Bruce Springsteen album was the best-selling album of that year and of Springsteen's career, has a cover photo by famed photographer Annie Leibovitz featuring a giant American flag, and produced seven top 10 singles, including Dancing in the Dark, Glory Days, and the title track?
I'll say Born in the USA.
And you would say correct. And that was the first CD that was manufactured in the U.S. for commercial release. Well, I'm going to get out my fountain pen to write down that Ian's performance this week was sine qua non. Engage in some one-upmanship and let us know how well you did. Quiz@wamc.org.
Take a break from your latest Sarah Vowell book and visit wamc.org/anyquestions to take a look at some extra credit questions or this week's challenge. Mike?
Start with the supervocalic phrase peanut oil. Rearrange the letters to spell the names of two instruments. What are they?
Mike Nothnagel's Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, Facebook, and other outlets. And Mike, we'll get to work on that challenge and reconvene the quiz this time next week.
Au revoir.